Welcome to A Fork in Time, the alternate history podcast.
Welcome back to A Fork in Time, the Alternate History Podcast. I'm Don Shelley, your host. Today we are in part two of our multi-episode series where we're looking at one of the potentially most powerful what-ifs of history. What if Europe had avoided the impacts of the 14th century pandemic that we know as the Black Death, the plague that spread across Europe, killing somewhere between 30 to 60% of the population of Europe, and altering the course of history, not only for Europe, but for the world, as a result of that devastating event that happened in a few short years. If you're new to the podcast and didn't have an opportunity to listen to part one, the episode previous to this, you probably need to go back and do so, because this episode builds upon what we covered in episode one, or part one, of this series of episodes. Primarily, that episode focused on an understanding of the actual history, setting the background and the framework for what happened in the real timeline as a result of the Black Death and its impact. So in this episode, part two, we will actually begin to really do what we do here at A Fork in Time, which is explore the what if. And so the scenario that we'll be looking at today will primarily focus on the economic and political what if of no Black Death in the 14th century. You may recall from our exploration of the background in part one, we talked about the fact that Europe was fully entrenched in the economic formation known as feudalism, which was a very hierarchical, static, some would even argue stagnant situation, which had been in place for quite some period of time, whereby land was owned by the crown and by those in power, nobles, and land was worked by those who represented the lower classes all the way down to the serfs, who worked the land, were dependent upon the lords and upon the crown to provide them protection, and an economic system that gave them very little flexibility to be able to have any type of upward movement, where folks were tied to the land for extended periods of time, and the situation had been that way for literally hundreds of years. In fact, you might even argue for 500 or 600 years, Europe had functioned in some form of a feudalistic economic and political landscape. As we discussed in the last episode, the Black Death changed that dramatically, primarily as a result of changing the availability of labor, with somewhere between 35 and perhaps 60% of the population being wiped down in a very short period of time, where the situation had been before had been that supported feudalism, where there was plentiful labor to work the land. It was difficult for those who were providing the labor to have any leverage in the system because of the numbers, the availability of labor. This is suddenly altered by the very dramatic sweeping effects of having a large portion of the population die in a very short period of time. And so the balance of power between, if you will, management and labor, in this case ownership of the land and labor, changed dramatically, and it changed almost overnight. And so it was a disruptive and radical change, not something that gradually came over time. Again, most people would argue that one of the outcomes, almost all historians would argue that one of the outcomes of the Black Death was the end of feudalism as an economic system. It was also a political system because it was tied very closely to the power that were derived by kings, the nobles that supported them who owned the land. So when we talk about feudalism, we're talking in some ways about both a political system as well as an economic system that, as we outlined in part one in the previous episode, came to an end as a result of the disruption of the Black Plague. So we won't go back and talk about that backdrop again. That was the reason for that previous episode. So now the question is, what would have happened if there had not been the Black Death when it comes to the economy and the political structure in Europe? Again, at that time, the population of Europe was growing. In fact, it was beginning to put some fairly substantial constraints on the ability of the land to produce enough food and other goods to support that growing population. So one of the first things that we can look at as a possibility with no Black Death is that we would have had the high likelihood of separate and different pressures being put on the economic and political system, not as the result of a sudden loss in population, but the results of that population and having the question starting to arise about whether there are enough resources to continue to support that population. So one of the possibilities, certainly one of the what ifs that can happen if there is no Black Plague, is there would have been a situation where there would have been a need for more conflict, a need for nobles and countries to acquire more land as their populations are growing, as they're sort of outstripping their resource capabilities, particularly in an agrarian economy, to be able to support their population. Certainly you could have had situations where starvation could have come into play, not because of some plague or not because of some pandemic, but you could have had a situation where there would have been an upheaval or a disruption that came as the result of limited resources, literally not being enough food to feed the population. So you can certainly imagine a situation where you had countries or you had kings or you had certain political entities that may have had more capabilities in terms of military prowess and in terms of what they could do to actually go and acquire more land to solve the problem through conflict, because it would not have been likely that it could have been easily solved immediately through technology. So the 14th century in Europe might have seen, again, not the Black Plague, not the Black Death, but might have seen the beginning of a series of small-scale and then larger-scale wars as the issue starts to rise over the inability to support the growing population in an agrarian economy while it's growing and growing and growing larger and without the relief valve that was actually created by the Black Death and the sudden loss of that population. Those needs are going to have to be met in some other way. And so what we might have had instead was the beginning of a series of wars that could have lasted for certainly decades, perhaps centuries, as there's contention inside of Europe over the limited resource, which is now land, in order to support the population that's there and that's continuing to grow. One other possible speculation that relates to that is if there's no check on the population again by the arrival of the pandemic, is the possibility that there would have been, again, the lack of the ability to produce enough foodstuffs, there would have been mass starvations, there might have been situations where you would have seen areas of Europe that would have lost substantial portions of their populations, again, either through those military campaigns and the conflict that would have naturally arisen from them, or that would have been there as the result of not being able to produce enough food to feed the growing population. So there's the possibility of political upheaval that's a result of a situation that could result from a lack of resources. Certainly political upheaval in the sense of if there's expansion by some of those who are militarily strong to capture more land to be able to support their populations. The map of Europe could certainly change as a result of those conflicts, with the strong becoming stronger, the weak becoming weaker, and thus the political structure. You may have seen either a sooner rise to things that look more like empire, because there would have been a need to aggregate more of the political power into centralized authority to be able to support strong militaries, to be able to support and go and obtain resources, primarily food, by force. Or it could have resulted in the other extreme, which would be that things become more fragmented as a result of what's happening at the local level, where starvation, the lack of food supply, may vary from region to region based upon weather and climate for that year, based upon which areas have good growing seasons, which areas have bad growing seasons. But certainly one of the things that would have likely arisen would have been a tremendous amount of pressure on the political and just the economy, in the sense of being able to produce enough to support a population that was growing rapidly, while technology and the amount of land available to be able to support that growth just simply did not exist. Of course, that growth in territory or that use of force to acquire the resources that were required may not have limited itself just to Europe. So one of the other possibilities of no Black Death and the the resulting no loss of a major portion of the population in a short period of time would be the need for Europe to expand either eastward, more into the steppes of Eurasia. One of the things, of course, that has happened is that the effects of the Black Death have come from Asia, and so the Mongols who had been moving westward and expanding are no longer there to check potentially the growth of European powers moving more towards the east, seeking more fertile farmland through trade, through other means to be able to provide resources to support their growing populations. Or there may have been more pressure to move into the fertile portions of the Middle East or the Near East. And thus more of a conflict that could have arisen between Christian Europe and Muslim North Africa or those powers that existed in, say, the Middle East as we know it today. And so the conflict over resources may not have simply been limited to the continent of Europe proper, but the competition over resources may have caused Europe to need to expand to be able to support its populations. One possible argument that can be made there is that might have hastened in some way some of the things that we think of as being part of the Age of Discovery, where there may have been perhaps earlier attempts to sail further along the coast of Africa, perhaps even make transits across the Atlantic looking for trade routes that could get to supplies of food and other resources that were coming from Asia previously, or actually still coming from Asia over the Silk Road, which is part of the way that the plague spread to Europe. But you may have had a situation where there, instead of Columbus, there's a early 14th century version of Columbus who is sailing not for the glory of Spain, but is sailing because there's a need to find new resources, a need to find new lands to cultivate and to be able to import and, for example, just bring back food from new territories. And so one of the possibilities would be an expansion coming out of Europe, or not just the conflict in Europe over resources, but a conflict between, again, Christian Europe and for example, the Islamic world as a result of the need to expand the size of land and the amount of land available for cultivation. While there's good reason to believe that given the structure of the society was very hierarchical and had been well established for a long period of time, and as we discussed in the previous episode, those who were at the bottom of that structure, those who were working the land, the serfs, who gained power in the real timeline as a result of the change in the supply and demand aspects of labor, may have caused an entirely different type of upheaval, not in the sense of outward aggression, but it may have resulted in inward aggression. You can certainly imagine a situation where a starving populace who is struggling to have just the basic necessities of life met, food, other vital resources, may instead of following their king, following their leaders to go and obtain land elsewhere, might have turned on the political leadership. And so one of the possibilities of a Europe that doesn't endure the Black Death is that eventually you reach the point, because of the growth in population and the pressures that we've already identified would have existed that may have caused the need for outward expansion, is that may have actually resulted in revolution. To some degree, this is what happened in one of the last vestiges of Europe, which still had serfdom, still had feudalism to some degree going on. That would be Russia in the late part of the 19th and 20th, in the early part of the 20th centuries. We might have seen the same type of uprisings, class warfare, if you will, by the large numbers, which again had not been diminished by the Black Plague, of serfs who are rising up against the local nobles and perhaps against the establishment as a result of the depleted resources. And so one of the possible ways that you have, again, this relief valve of population growth exceeding resources might have been through conflict. Those that lost their life in military conflicts trying to expand to obtain more territory are those that actually lost their life as the result of internal revolution or other conflicts that are there. It's hard to imagine, though, that a feudal system that technology did not come in to enhance their ability to grow more and to expand the production capabilities of an agrarian economy, of something that's based upon agriculture. It's hard to believe that that could have been sustained over an extended period of time. There would have been some form of pressure that would have caused either the system to collapse because of what was going on there, or would have caused the need for expansion to go beyond that. It simply wouldn't have been possible to continue the population growth that was being experienced without something changing. There would have eventually become a lack of resources, and that lack of resources would have definitely either led to an economic or a political upheaval, or perhaps both. The final possibility to consider actually would be more of a positive note, which is that, as is often the case in history, necessity is the mother of invention. So if you have a society that is struggling to feed itself, if the production capabilities of the land that's available is not sufficient to support the population, especially as it continues to grow, is that you might have seen technology come along much earlier in terms of being able to expand the capabilities of growing. That's often the case in that the response is, again, out of necessity. So while there are a number of technological innovations that come later, primarily as a result of the Enlightenment and the Renaissance that bring new technologies, in fact, those technologies came as the result of needing to actually increase the productivity on the land with fewer workers, those same innovations might have come along to be able to increase the productivity as a result of the need that was there. So it's possible that a positive outcome could be that based upon the needs of still expanding population, and also based upon the situation that's arising there where there's pressure being placed upon not just the economics but the politics of the feudal system, is that you may have seen technology come along that would have enabled some form of transformation that might have eventually or more quickly moved away from the feudal structure than would have come otherwise, just based upon the pressures of population growth and the lack of production. Having said that, it's also very likely that just based upon the way that things tend to work naturally, population growth would have slowed because of the lack of available resources and people realizing that having more children that they would not be able to feed or support, it sort of naturally adjusts itself. That tends to be the way that the biology works, tends to be the way that population growth will check itself simply because it's limited by the resources that are available. Be it the result of malnutrition, just be it the result of the realization that it's not possible to have another child and be able to feed that child in a world where there's already difficulty as a result of starvation and the inability to produce. So there is a positive potential there in the sense that technology may have come along and provided a way out of what appears to be this trap of the way that society is structured in terms of being an agrarian society that's built around feudalism. But there's also the probability that population growth just would have slowly begun to diminish. Perhaps even population would have leveled off just as a result of those external forces. Certainly what you can't imagine is there could not have continued to have been just the status quo. Something would eventually have to give without the occurrence of the Black Death and the sudden change that was brought about by it. So something would have been different. Would that have been slow and gradual? Would that have also had the tendency to be something that was quick and dramatic? I tend to think that it would have been more slow and gradual just because of the way that the system had evolved into that being slow and gradual, and so a sudden change would be more difficult. Certainly, if you look at actual history, you get some possibilities of what could have happened. If you think about France, which held on to a great deal of its feudal structure very much later than the rest of Europe, pretty much up until the time of the French Revolution, and so to the late 18th century, you continue to have vestiges of feudalism in France. What does eventually happen there is the lower classes rise up against what at that point had grown to be a little bit larger middle class, but certainly the noble class, and that resulted in a fairly violent revolution. And so one of the models that you can look at is the possibility of all of Europe eventually undergoing what happened in France, just having that happen earlier because feudalism would have continued and the pressures that would have been placed on the system. Similar things happen in Russia, although the impetus there is a little bit different. The population density is not as great in Russia, which is also part of the reason, with or without the Black Death, there's a longer period of time before the pressures that eventually caused the end of feudalism take hold in Russia. But in both the French example and in the Russian example, the ultimate end of the feudal system is the result of an uprising, a revolution that eventually disables having a monarchy, disables having a ruling class in favor of the larger, more powerful, and revolutionary lower classes. And so that certainly is something that I think you would have eventually have seen in a feudal Europe without the Black Death. The question is whether or not that would have taken decades or would have taken centuries. My take on that continues to be that probably well into maybe the 15th or 16th century, we would have seen feudalism continue to hold on and hang on, and eventually the pressures would have come to the point of either the expansion options that we talked about earlier or the internal disruption options would eventually have brought the end to the system. But certainly what would have also been delayed as a result of that is modern thought, modern government, the things that move towards more of a representative type of government where through both economic power and through social power, those that were outside of the very small, highest elite noble class gaining authority. The types of things that we see that come along with the Renaissance and the rise of a political power that is dispersed away from more and more from the king initially out to other members of the nobility, but a more dispersed distribution of power to the nobility, and then eventually more out to the rising commercial middle class, and eventually out to the people, takes much, much longer. The idea of what we have in terms of modern political thought, modern government structure, is something that is very much delayed under a scenario where you don't have the Black Death, because feudalism is going to hold on for a much longer period of time, and the transition away from it is not going to be as sudden, and also it's important to point out it's not going to happen everywhere. I mean, one of the aspects of the Black Death sweeping across all of Europe is it wasn't just a localized change where there was a change in the way that politics or economics worked just inside of one single country, for example, England. But this was happening everywhere across all of Europe. And so there was a sudden change brought on by that external disruptive force that we talked about in the last episode that would have not been there. And so it would have happened on an individual case-by-case basis where how that played out in each individual society or each individual area of Europe would probably be very different. To me, one of the more intriguing concepts to think about in an alternate timeline is when or if what we think of as being the classic Age of Discovery would have come to be. While there certainly was an expansion in trade that had begun prior to the Black Death, there had not been the growth of trade crossing the Atlantic or the voyages of discovery, even by Portuguese sailors that would begin to explore the coasts of Africa, and certainly not the types of exploration that would lead to the voyages of Columbus. Those would be happening soon. They would happen within about 150 years following the Black Death, but also as a result of the changes that had happened in the economics and politics of Europe that led to that being something that was more likely to happen. Remembering that, as we discussed in the previous episode, there was a burgeoning increase in the amount of trade because of a merchant middle class that began to emerge as a result of the impact of the Black Death in our actual timeline. But imagining that that doesn't happen, would there have been the same type of impetus for voyages of discovery via the oceans? And so one of the things to consider is, would it have been a matter of just maybe an extra couple of decades, or could it have been a matter of full centuries that would have elapsed compared to our normal timeline before there were Europeans who actually encountered the New World? And if you think about a delay, perhaps they're just using an arbitrary 200 years, for example. How might the native cultures in the Americas have been different at the time of the arrival of Europeans much, much later in time? One of the things that historians begin to speculate upon now is the possibility that one of the situations that might have happened in the Americas right before the arrival of most of the European explorers, the voyages of discovery, and then ultimately the European conquerors that came to the New World, or the settlers that came to the New World, was the fact that there had been some form of pandemic that had spread through the Americas that had decimated a good portion of the native populations. When you hear the descriptions of the land sort of being open and free and untamed, and there not being a large amount of population of Native Americans, for example, in North America, you discover that may have been the result of something that happened immediately before the voyages of discovery in our normal timeline. So imagine a scenario where several hundred years later, with technology that has evolved in the what we think of today as the New World in the Americas, perhaps evolving to a new level, and the encounters between Europeans and those in the Americas might have been very different than what we've experienced today. And so the end result of a delayed period of discovery, a delayed colonization of the New World, might have been a new world that was not as apt to be colonized. And so the impact on our modern society today could be very different if you have a scenario where it had not been, for the most part, European dominance over the native cultures that were in the Americas, but a situation where they met maybe more on equal footing or under circumstances that would have caused a different outcome than the one we've experienced today. Imagine a scenario where there is a more influential Aztec or Incan culture that's able to survive much more intact as a unique, distinct culture following European contact, because that European contact happens much later when those particular empires, the Aztec Empire and the Incan Empire, are perhaps better able to withstand that initial contact with Europe. Where Europe is not the conqueror, but there comes to be some form of relationship that exists where those Native American peoples and those Native American cultures survive, so that today we would have a 20th century version of Aztec or Incan culture that would have survived more wholly intact that encounter with the Europeans. It's interesting to think about what that culture, what that society, maybe even what those nations would look like today if they still existed. So again, thinking of the Black Death as a catalyst moment, as we discussed in the previous episode, that accelerates the change in society as a result of this sudden, impactful event, an external event, if you will, that has tremendous impact. If you remove that as a catalyst, you end up with a much slower progression of history, most likely, and many of the things that we know today that come from that progression are slowed as well, they're retarded. And so the impact is not only on Europe in terms of how it will deal with the decades and the centuries immediately after what would have been the Black Death, but Europe's rise over much of history since then would have also been different, and its interaction with Asian powers, its interaction with Africa, the Middle East, its interaction with the New World, with the Americas, would have also been very different. And so you end up with a very different world today, because so much of the world as we know it today is the result of the rise of Europe, which came as the result of the Black Death, and Europe's influence on the rest of the world. So in this episode, we've primarily focused on feudalism and how it would have been prolonged. We've focused on the removal of the Black Death and its impact on economics and politics. In the next episode, we'll turn to the other thing that we set up in the previous episode, which is that of religion. We'll see what impact removing the Black Death from the historical timeline would have had on the church, and how that would have also had an influence back on politics and economics and society. So that will be what we focus on in part three of our exploration of the historical what-if of Europe avoiding the impact of the Black Death. I hope you join us for that episode.
Thanks for listening to A Fork in Time, the Alternate History Podcast. Join us next time.